Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center up with us right after this.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. And Jim believes that Memorial Day beef movement pretty decent here in 2011.
Typically, we look at kind of the volume of meat moving out in the holiday shortened week, and did we get a good amount of that beef sales that occurred over the three-day weekend. And then we look ahead to the next Saturday slaughter to see whether packers continued to process animals aggressively. And they really did. We had probably not a robust Memorial Day sales period. We still had some of the northern states, specifically the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle area, Chicago area, and then as we went to the East Coast, and those were kind of lackluster, still weather negatively influenced meat sales markets. But the rest of the country seemed to be about as expected, some bright spots in some areas. And so it looked like as we went through the week, we had certainly not a disappointing Memorial Day sales period. So I think things have shaped up rather well in that context. Certainly not maybe as bad as they did like a year ago and 2 years ago.
Jim Robb says the key now that we're into the month of June, next couple of holidays, Father's Day and 4th of July, need to be good beef sale periods as well.
Well, you know, as we get into the summer months, these three-day weekends, et cetera, are important. We pulled down the wholesale beef market, I think, just enough that we've increased the interest on the forward contracting side. We'll have a probably pretty good featuring for Father's Day, and 4th of July this year will be a three-day weekend. So there is some buying going on in anticipation of that, and we may see that build a little bit. But also, I always have to remember that this is a very modest growth U.S. economy, and some of the macroeconomic data lately makes us a little bit skittish about beef demand as it unfolds over the whole summer time frame.
So when it comes to beef demand, seems like we're holding our own at this point as we get into the summer months. Now, the question mark right now is, given that, what about supplies of cattle that'll be going to slaughter?
Well, cattle slaughter overall was essentially equal to a year ago. The latest data shows that steer slaughter down slightly, heifer slaughter up slightly, and cow slaughter on aggregate to about equal with a year ago. But an important thing to understand from the beef cow perspective is that dairy cow slaughter has been running at or above a year ago, and rather consistently over the last several weeks, beef cow slaughter has been down. Somewhat down and prices pushed lower by the lower fed cattle market, but I think that's a trend that will continue.
And Jim Robb believes the cash cattle trade probably has found some stability in recent weeks, right around that $1.04 a pound level. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
We'll have more with Jim Robb tomorrow on the Beef Buzz. Remember, previous Beef Buzzes up on our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes.